this morning like we always do. But first, I want to challenge you. If you're in your home worshiping with us right now with your family, I want you to shake someone's hand and greet one another and grab a seat. And let's get ready for our announcements. Okay. So things are a little weird right now, and that's okay. We're just having fun with our family. We did some outdoor activities yesterday. We want to encourage you, get outdoors, get in your backyard, get some fresh air. And we just want to thank you for stopping by with us today. We're going to hang around after the service until about 12 o'clock. If you want to come up, you can drive through and get some drive-through prayer. And we're going to give you donut, coffee, things like that. And we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray over your home, over your family. So like I said, we'll be hanging out till about 12 o'clock with drive-through prayer here in the church property. I just want to encourage you for some great things that are happening this week as we're in this strange time. Every morning at 8:30 a.m., Pastor Todd is going to be on Facebook Live. He's been doing that already this week, and he's going to continue to do that. And he's going to bring you just about a little five-minute word of encouragement every morning right here from the church. And so join us on Facebook Live, 8:30 a.m. every morning. He did one today, so 7 days a week. Also, Wednesday night Bible study. We're going to continue doing Wednesday night Bible study on Facebook Live, 6:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Will that also be available on YouTube? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it will also be available. Sorry, asking the crew. It will also be available on YouTube shortly after. So 6:30, tune into Facebook Live, 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays for Bible study with Pastor Jeff and Pastor Todd, and then also available on our YouTube. Sunday services. For just a little while, we're going to be doing our church services every Sunday, 10 a.m. on Facebook Live. And then they'll also be available on our YouTube within 24 to 48 hours following the recorded service. And you can find us on YouTube at Christ Church AG. And then you'll see Pastor Todd's cute little face right there on that YouTube channel. Just click on there, subscribe, and then you'll be able to watch our sermons and any past sermons for that matter. And then also, we just want to really encourage you at this time to not discontinue your giving. The church needs to go on. We want to continue to bring you these messages, and we want to continue to minister to our people. So we want to encourage you. We have lots of options for online giving. I'm just going to go over those real quick with you here. You can visit our website at www.christchurchag. That's Christ with an S, christchurchag.com. And when you're on your computer, you can just click on the little yellow donate button to the top right-hand corner, and that's going to take you to PayPal to donate to Christ Church. Also, if you're on a mobile device like your phone or your iPad, and you click onto that Christ Church website, you're going to need to scroll all the way to the bottom and find that little yellow donate button, and that's going to take you to PayPal once again to donate to Christ Church. And then one more way that we've set up during this time is if you go on your bank and you have the capability to use Zelle. If you don't know how to use Zelle, if you're a little bit older maybe, you can ask a 20-something. They know how to use Zelle, and they'll help you set that up so you can continue to donate to the church. And the way you want to donate to the church through Zelle is you're going to search CCAG Church 68 at gmail.com. That's CCAG Church 68 at gmail.com. And we just want you to know that we love you. We appreciate all of you. We're praying for you, and we're so glad that you joined us today. Pastor Todd is getting ready to come and bring the message. We're so excited. And I'm going to pray over our offering. We're trying to do things as best we can here. We're trying to keep us as normal as possible. So I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes as we pray over our offering this morning. God, we just praise you this morning. We lift you up, Father God. We glorify your name. God, I pray right now that as our people continue to give and their tithes and their offering, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them. God, I pray a blessing over every home that is represented within the sound of my voice. God, I pray that you would bring comfort and healing and peace to every home. And God, I pray that you would just take the offering and that you would bless it and multiply it so that we can continue to reach this community, this city, this state, and around the world, more importantly now than ever. And we praise you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? You can answer on that. say, doing good, Pastor Todd. I look at every comment, so if you comment on there, please continue to comment and let us know what's happening. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just thank Jesus for blessing us and all the great things that happened? We've been giving out lunches this morning to people, talking to people, praying with people. And God is so good. He's so awesome. So I want to encourage you to stay in tune with God. Keep your mind on the Lord. Thank Him this morning. You know, just this morning, thank you for Nathaniel leading us in worship. Thank you for Stephanie talking this morning. I've seen some of your comments. A lot of you were thanking Nathaniel for being here, and I am too. And I thank you for watching right now. In fact, we're going to go into the Word. So let's turn to Acts chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 1 through 8. And I want to tell you that we're continuing our series, Why Church Matters. And I think it's more ready for this time than ever before. The Word of God is fresh. And boy, this Word today, I believe, fits the situation that we're in today. And we are just continuing our series. Last week, Colin did an incredible job at covering chapter 7. Now we are in chapter 8. Chapter 8, 1 through 8. If you'll read with me, read along with me at home. And Saul approved of his execution. They're talking about the execution of Stephen. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentations over him, but Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Verse 4. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. And here's the key verse. Look at this. So there was much joy in that city. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We ask you to open our eyes that we can see this morning. Open our ears that we can hear and speak to you. Lord, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I was waiting for your amen, so I'm sure you did it. I don't know if you feel this morning persecuted. Some of you may say, hey, why have I lost my job? And other people haven't lost their job. This morning you might feel persecuted because you had a major event. And you're unable to do that event, and you're going to lose finances. You're going to lose a lot of different things. In fact, sometimes when things happen like this, we think of what we're going to lose. But this morning, I want to switch focus. I want to look at it a different way. This morning, in fact, I've titled this, So There Will Be Much Joy in the City. So there will be much joy in Phoenix, Arizona. So there will be much joy in Avondale. So there will be much joy in Goodyear. So there will be much joy in Deer Valley. So there will be much joy in Anthem. So there will be much joy in Glendale. There is going to be joy. You see, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 through 34, it says, But recall the former days, when after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, Since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Let me just say this. Persecution reminds us we are on our way to a better life and a permanent one. God has created every man. When he created man, he breathed the life of the breath of life into man. He said, "Let us create man in our image." So, in God's image, he created man. Let me tell you something. God is eternal. God is the Alpha, the beginning, and the end, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's eternal. And when he created us eternal. We are eternal. And what God has done in us is he put a spirit in us that is eternal. But one day, man, he sinned. And he disobeyed God, so he was separated from God, but his spirit is still eternal. But the curse on man was that one day his body would die. His physical body would die. So every one of us, our story ends as our physical body dies. But our spiritual body, our spirit, lives forever. And those who have Christ Jesus in their heart, they've accepted Christ, confess with their mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. Every one of us have a hope. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me." And he said, "Believe also that in my Father's house are many mansions. I have prepared a place." There is a place for us. We have a place for us. But what's great about it, when he said there are many mansions, what that really is interpreted is there are many rooms in his house, because we get to abide with God, with Jesus, with our Savior forever. And because of that, we have a hope that persecution, the taking away, the ripping away of, begins to point out more than ever. We are only passing through this temporal earth. You see, we're headed to a permanent one. Saul, who wrote the verse that I read to you in Hebrews, is mentioned in this text in chapter 8, and where we see him in verse 1 is he's persecuting the church. And he had just finished having clothes put around him and holding clothes of people who killed Stephen, the first person to be martyred for loving Christ, for believing in Jesus. And this man has garments around him. He is doing evil things. He's going from house to house, persecuting people. And I fast forward, and when I read Hebrews, which we believe he wrote, and he is talking now about being persecuted himself, because here's what happened to Saul. Saul was knocked off of his donkey and onto the back of his rear end, and the voice of God came upon him and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Because when you as a Christian are being persecuted, they are persecuting Christ. Because it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. So Saul is on the ground. He is the one persecuting the Christians. And God has revealed himself to Saul right there. And as he does, Saul goes blind. But Saul decides, "Hey, I'm going to follow Jesus." And 3 days of being blind, he goes to a man prays for him, and his eyes are open. And Saul's name is changed to Paul. So you know this guy in chapter 8 now. You know him as Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament. And that's what persecution can do. A persecutor then touched by Jesus is changed, and his name is changed to Paul, And now there is joy. There is joy in persecution. Paul said, I glory in my sufferings. He has joy now because he understands that the persecuting is only for a moment, but it can be turned. Come on, people. He persecuted and he was lost and he was literally spiritually blind, but because he was persecuting, God arrested him. He got him anyway. He was able to get through to Paul, and Paul stopped persecuting, and now he became persecuted because he's thinking, if I am persecuted like Stephen was persecuted, maybe somebody like me, another Paul, will come to Christ. We can rejoice when we go through tough times because we know that God has a plan and something good is going to come out of everything that we go through. Can I hear amen?
Amen. Amen.
You see, the first point that I talked about this morning was persecution brings joy. But number two, scattering to preach the good news of Jesus is how the world is won to Christ. Scattering to preach the good news of Jesus is how the world is won to Christ. I believe the gospel is being preached in more places by the scattering of the people of God right now than ever before. The online presence is all over the world. Just in the last few days, I've been doing a live 5-minute feed, and there's people from India, there's people from Mexico, there's people from Thailand, there's people from all over the world. But we know that happens, but I'm seeing people that don't go to church. People are tuning in just because of relationship or someone that that knows me or someone that I know. And you are so important right now. You are preaching the gospel because if you share this, if you send this out to someone, someone is going to be touched. It's never even went into a church. They have no kind of church affiliation. They don't know anyone at all. And they're going to be touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching it, but you are preaching it. So many people are going live and reading the Bible and preaching to people, and people are hearing the gospel. People who don't go to church, who have no idea what's going on, they just know that this is a scary time, and they believe in you, or they've met you, or they've had some kind of interaction with you, and they turn on the media feeds that you're feeding. Be very careful what you're sending out there. Send the gospel, because right now we have more people that are being touched by the Word of God than ever before because of the scattering of people. You know, the bars are not open. The restaurants are not open. People are hungry for someone to talk to them, someone to have a relationship with them. You have the ability to talk to people on the phone and lead them to Christ. In fact, let me show you how it's done right now. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, you will be saved. Ask them to say this: Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. I make you King, Lord, and Savior, and I will follow you all the days of my life. And there you go. You've just led someone to Christ. The scattering of the children of God, take the good news of Jesus, is how the world is won to Christ. I believe the gospel is being preached in more places than ever before. The gospel will be preached in all the world. The gospel will be preached in all the world. Here's a great, great, great scripture. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed to the whole world as a testimony to to all nations. And then the end will come. This gospel will be preached in all the nations. My sister is in a nation that's closed, but she's probably listening to this, or different people are listening to this. I'm preaching, I'm pretty sure, in China right now. And someone's going to hear this even later. I know I'm preaching in India and different places. There's some places that are restricted for a meeting. You can't come in a meeting and hear the gospel. But this right here, online presence, this media right here is not restricted. And right now, someone's listening to the gospel. And they're hearing about Jesus. And they're hearing about it if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, you will be saved. Praise God for persecution. Praise God for scattering of the saints. Because what's going to happen is when this gospel is preached in all the world, Jesus Christ, our Savior, will come. You see, the third point is this. And this is really important. I believe this is going to happen live right now over the internet on live video. Jesus saves, delivers, and heals. Let me read verse 7 to you. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them. And many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. You see, right now, Christ is not confined to this little studio or this place. We have Christ in me, Christ in you if you've accepted Christ. And if you're watching and you haven't accepted Christ, and you're struggling right now with wrong thoughts, and you don't even know what they are, I pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every vile spirit, whether it be oppressive or possessive, deliver our people right now in the name of Jesus. Cleanse them. And if you've been cleansed right now, then confess with your mouth and ask Christ right now to come into your heart and to fill you, that empty void, to fill that void with His Spirit of peace, joy, love, long-suffering, temperance, gentleness, kindness, all of those that come in. Right now, you may be sick. I know a lot of our people wouldn't even be here today because some of them are sick. Some are on chemo. Some of you are on in different areas of healing in your body. I pray right now, Lord, across everywhere we're at, I pray for physical healing. Physical healing. If people are lame, I pray that they are able to walk right now. Lord, for those that have fever, I pray, Lord, you take the fever away. For those, Lord, that are have the coronavirus, I pray it be eradicated and out of their body in Jesus' name. I pray for physical healing right now. And let me say something else. The Bible says a lot of time about healing the lame. And you might be lame or paralyzed right now because of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I pray that your paralyzation, that thing that is making you lame, and you're thinking about the future, and you're thinking, oh, I can't do anything, and you're shutting down. I pray that God would break that right now in the name of Jesus, give you peace, give you direction, give you a future, a hope, and knowing that God has something great, something incredible, something world-changing for you. You see, the last point, Jesus saves, He delivers, and He heals. And it says this, I love that last verse. So there was much joy in that city. There can be joy in your heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So many of our people right now have been going, trying to go through and help people that maybe are having jobs of feeding, restaurants, and I've even been in some stores and seen that A lot of the people are weary right now. They're working overtime. Our health care providers and nurses and physicians, they are working around the clock, and there's beginning to be this tiredness on them. And I want to pray for you guys. I want to pray that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I've been praying continuously, supernatural joy. And if you guys would pray, Lord, supernatural joy and strength in those that are providing for us, and those that are driving, and the truck drivers and the deliverers, and all the people that are, their job has doubled and tripled. I pray for them. Lord, I pray for strength. I pray for joy. I pray for them, Lord, to understand that what they're doing is so great. And God, that you would give them supernatural joy. And Lord, for those that have lost their jobs, and for those that are struggling financially, and for those that they don't even know how they would make it through something like this, and they can't understand, but God, supernatural, you're going to send help to them. You're going to send people to them. And Lord, I pray for them right now, though, that it begins from the inside. Lord, I pray for joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, I pray for joy in this city, for us to be excited, Lord, to know that you are in charge. And we are not of this world, but we're headed to a place that you have prepared for us. And that you love us so much that you are allowing, you trust us at this moment to love people, to lead people to Christ, to be the voice of one crying out, here comes the Savior, the Lamb of God, the one that takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, my Savior. So here's what I want to do in conclusion. I want to do this in every time that I talk to you, but maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you were just delivered right now when I prayed that prayer of deliverance, and you felt hate and anger, and you felt some things leave, and you don't even understand what happened. Well, it says in the Bible that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, we will be saved. I went to Chiapas this last week, and we just had an incredible time, and God did wonderful things. But hey, Miguel, if you're watching, your testimony really touched me. And he had a testimony that when he was younger, he said the prayer, he confessed with his mouth. And then it was many years later before he totally gave his life to the Lord. And he was in drugs and a lot of different things. But he remembers doing that way back then, and I believe that God began to work in that moment. And that touched me so much when he said that, because I do this all the time, and I believe that even if you don't see it instantly, that God's doing something that you don't even know about. So when you do this with me, just say this morning. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to come into my life. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you have been raised from the dead. I thank you, Jesus, for being my King, my Savior, and my Lord. I want to encourage you this morning to read your Bible. Right now, you can go to church about every 5 minutes. So there's all kinds of services. Just go online and listen to some great churches. But read your Bible, pray.